32 Insulate Britain Eco Warriors Face Up to 2 Years in Prison for Blocking Motorways. By Kurt Zindelka on November 4, 2021. Over 30 eco warriors are facing up to 2 years in prison for allegedly violating an injunction against disruptive motorway protests, the far-left Insulate Britain group has revealed. Insulate Britain, an offshoot of the climate change alarmist Extinction Rebellion group, have staged motorway protests across the country in an attempt to blackmail the country into bowing to their green demands. On Wednesday, the group revealed that 9 of its members have been summoned to appear before the High Court in London on November 16 on suspicion of violating an injunction that carries with it a penalty of up to 2 years behind bars. This is on top of 23 other radicals who are expected to face charges as well. In a statement released by the group, Theresa Norton, a Labour Party councillor from Scarborough, admitted to having disrupted traffic on the M56 motorway on Tuesday. "I don't do this lightly. But, like the 9 who face court and a potential prison sentence, I have to stand up to government bullying to overcome the fear they instill through threats and intimidating legal bureaucracy. They would rather silence us than protect the public from climate collapse," she said. "If we are ever to achieve our climate commitments, we need to start insulating homes now. I will continue being a part of this campaign and risk being in prison or losing my home until our government accepts that it must get on with the job," the Labour politician added. Another of the activists who disrupted the M56, Paul, 46, from Warrington, said that he knowingly violated the High Court injunction by blocking the road. "I ask everyone to examine their conscience and consider whether they want to be complicit in genocide. If the answer is no, then join us on the motorway. Nonviolent civil resistance is the best chance we have of achieving the changes we need to ensure the survival of our children," the Insulate Britain activist said. Instead of winning over the public to their cause, the motorway protests have caused considerable anger amongst the average Briton, with instances of exasperated drivers pulling the radicals off the road being seen throughout the country. In order to maximize disruption, members of Insulate Britain have regularly glued themselves to the road so as to delay police officers removing them, a tactic previously deployed by Extinction Rebellion. Some of the demonstrations have allegedly resulted in serious injury for people being prevented from reaching hospital care, a fact which Insulate Britain figures have attempted to excuse as being similar to collateral damage during the Second World War. The group has been accused of acting like terrorists by Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who said they are prepared to risk the lives of other people just because they have this hysterical view that unless we go back and live in caves, billions of people are going to die. Insulate Britain has seemingly won the support of Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who said on Sunday that sometimes you need to anger people. Like, for instance, the school strike movement would never have become so big if there wasn't friction, if some people didn't get pissed off, Thunberg said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.